come out here with infested cladodes or pieces of the coral cactus infested with the insect. We place these individual segments onto bushes of coral cactus, and then the insects will leave the infested piece that we put on onto the living plant. And what we like to see over time is that the insects will build up in numbers on these growing plants, and the insects will also move on to new clumps of coral cactus. And over time, we'd like to see or think that the insect will cure the plant and continue to spread onto new clumps of the weed.
How long do you expect it to take to kill a plant?
This is a little bit harder to predict because there are so many different factors there, but we'd like to think that we'd start to see visible damage on the plant within 2 or 3 months, and then maybe complete death of the plant within 6 to 12 months. And that depends on the size of the plant, obviously, and how many insects were put out on that clump as well. And then as for how fast the insect moves through the infestation onto new clumps, again, a little bit hard to predict because the insects are windblown. So prevailing winds is going to have an impact on this, and also how far the clumps are away from each other. So there's a few little factors like that, and that makes it a little bit harder to predict. But we'd like to see that there's some sort of benefit within 12 to 18 months.
Are they some of the things that you're hoping to get answers to in this trial process?
Yes, we've set up a monitoring site where we can actually measure how quickly a population can build up on a clump, and we can also measure the distance or the time for the insect to move from one clump to another. And this gives us a bit of a feel for how fast things can happen in the field, and that relates back to farmers and landholders on what they're likely to see in the field in time.
How much will the landholder have to be involved from this point on?
What we usually do is we come in with a handful of infested cladodes or infested segments, and we put a starter culture out there. And then we'd like to think that the landholders take ownership to help move that insect around their property. And moving segments around is pretty easier than actually spraying plants or digging them out.
You alluded to the fact that there were tests done and that you said it was safe to release. What do you actually mean by that?
So what we do in quarantine is we test the insect against a range of different plant species to see whether they're going to go on those plants. And the insect was tested first in South Africa, and they found it didn't attack anything else. But that's all right. We've got to test our own plants in Australia and make sure it's safe there. So all our tests show that the insect doesn't attack any other plant. We applied for the release through the federal government, and through that process, they all said it was a safe to release, and we were able to take it out of quarantine. So we don't believe that the insect will attack anything else.
So can landholders put their hand up and say, oh, I have a coral cactus problem, please send me some, I'll take part in the trial process?
Yeah, I think the best thing for landholders to do is to approach their local biosecurity officer or their local council office, and we'll go through the process. And then we'll slowly get agents out or slowly get the insect out into all these regions. And then once the insect is in the region, as I said, they can start moving it around within the region themselves.
Senior entomologist Michael Day. Now, the bugs were released on Leander Station, just northwest of Longreach. Landholder Peter Clark says it's wonderful to have another tool to help combat the weed.
We were adding it up the other day, money-wise. We've spent over $200,000 on this, and as you can see now, you've been to wonder whether you've just thrown it away, because we haven't been able to contain it. And if this release of this bug, if that takes out 80 or 90% of it, that's going to be a huge benefit to us.
So, Peter, what's the feeling for you as a landholder to see the insect released on your property?
I think it's terrific. It's marvellous that there's something available that has the potential to not only control this stuff, but eventually wipe it out.
As was outlined, there is some work involved from your end now in terms of spreading the bug. How are you feeling about the next part of the process for you?
Oh, we're not worried about that. We spend a hell of a lot of hours spraying, and the cost involved is horrific. So going around and spreading this stuff, which is pretty easy, to us, that'll be a lot less onerous than what we're doing at the moment.